Picture this. You're a hospital pharmacist in 2026, and you're staring at a drug that costs your institution $4,000 per patient per month. Now imagine a researcher down the hall has just proven that a decades-old generic drug costing $40 does the same job. That tension between what the pharmaceutical market charges and what science actually requires sits right at the heart of one of today's most discussed stories on Hacker News. I'm Marcus Rodriguez, and welcome to Intellijix HN Daily for Thursday, June 18th, 2026.
And I'm Sarah Chen. Marcus, that's a perfect setup for a packed episode today, because we are covering everything from AI vision capabilities to hardware security controversies, open source infrastructure, and some genuinely delightful corners of the internet. For new listeners, a quick note before we dive in. While all of our content is sourced from Hacker News, we're an entirely independent podcast. We have no affiliation with Y Combinator or Hacker News. We're not sponsored by them. We don't speak for them in any way. We're just two people who find the community's taste in stories exceptional, and we want to bring those conversations to a wider audience.
And speaking of that community, if you haven't spent serious time on Hacker News at news.combinator.com, please do yourself a favor. The linked articles are great, but the comment threads are where engineers, researchers, and founders who actually work in these fields break down what's really going on. For a story like today's top post about Lore, the new open-source version control system, the comment section has over 600 replies from people who have strong opinions about Git's limitations. We're giving you the highlights, but the real depth lives in those threads.
Let me preview what we're covering today. The biggest story by raw score and comment count is Lore, a new open-source version control system explicitly designed for scalability. It's being positioned as a serious alternative architecture to Git, and the HN community has a lot to say about that. We'll dig into whether the ambition matches the design.
We're also covering the AI landscape in depth today. Midjourney just announced a medical imaging initiative that's generating enormous buzz, 578 comments as of this morning, which tells you how much the health tech intersection is resonating. DeepSeek dropped a new vision capability. And there's a fascinating post arguing that local Qwen models aren't inferior versions of Claude Opus. They're a different category of tool entirely. That reframing has real implications for how enterprises think about AI deployment.
On the security and hardware front, AMD has quietly removed memory encryption from consumer Ryzen CPUs in a firmware update, and the company has gone conspicuously silent when engineers press them about it. That's a story with real user safety dimensions. And Volkswagen has started blocking Graphene OS users from their app, which raises interesting questions about automotive companies deciding what privacy software their customers are allowed to run.
We'll also cover RFC 1008, which introduces a formal HTTP query method, ending years of awkward workarounds, plus the Firecracker VM infrastructure story from browseruse.com that explains how they spin up full browser environments in under 1 second. There's also a new open-source AI CAD tool from a YCW25 company called Atom, and the DeepSeek geopolitics angle, because the US decision to hold off on blacklisting them while flagging over 100 other Chinese firms is a significant policy signal.
And we're rounding out the episode with some genuinely wonderful oddities. A satirical taxonomy of bread bag clips, a catalog of named colors, Madrid's surprisingly cheap metro construction, and the smashed toilet phone web server, which is exactly what it sounds like. Let's get into it.